question. Do you ever wonder about the things you know and wonder how you know them? Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan. I'm John Gager. Alec, from time to time, we like to look at philosophy on this little program, highlighting its importance when it comes to making sense of the world.
John, today we're stepping into a branch of philosophy called epistemology.
Epistemology sounds like a word I could score some big points with playing Scrabble with my wife, but what does that mean?
John, epistemology is the study of knowledge, what we know. And epistemology is broad enough to encompass different kinds of knowledge.
You got any examples here to clarify things a bit?
Well, for example, I know you're sitting in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
I also know Edinburgh is the capital of Scotland. Both are examples of knowledge, but they're not the same kind of thing. I don't have to think about the first. I'm directly aware of it. But the second is something I learned. It's knowledge I acquired.
So you can know something directly, or you can know by learning about it.
And the reason we're talking about epistemology is because we need to respect both. For example, think about how important this is when it comes to knowledge of Jesus Christ. As the song says, you ask me how I know he lives within my heart.
Mm.
This is supernatural reassurance, something the Christian is directly aware of. But we need the other kind of knowledge too. We learn more about Jesus by studying the Bible, looking at history. This kind of acquired knowledge helps ground our experience. It helps us share with other people, since we can't share our experience even if we share about our experience. When it comes to epistemology and the knowledge of God, every Christian can know Him and love Him, heart, mind, and soul.
That's Reason Why with Alec McClellan, ultimate truth for ordinary people. There's a web app you can access at our website that will allow you to listen to the program on the device of your choice. Give us a visit at reasonwhy.org.